This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have something caught in my throat.
Quick, Chris.
We can make jokes. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I want to give a little update on elections here. First, I'll read this email, and then we're going to have a frank talk about elections and cheating and things like that. Jesse, wanted to pass along a bit of great news and some small way to rally the troops. Last night in Michigan... Michigan primaries, God-fearing patriots wrested control of the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners away from the communists in a dominating fashion. We took 8 of 9 contested elections, some of them 75 to 25. Long story short, they kicked. It was a very red area. People were not involved. People got involved, and now the County Board of Commissioners is red. Now the County Board of Commissioners in Ottawa County, Michigan, is a fortress for the people who live there instead of being some kind of bane on the existence of the people who live there. Local, local, local. City Council, School Board, Board of Supervisors. One thing we don't talk enough about. Sheriff. Is your sheriff in your county, is he somebody who will stand in between you and the FBI if they're illegally coming to your home? You know that's his job, right? You know the FBI is not above your sheriff. Is your sheriff the type of person, if the FBI is doing more illegal things, is he the type of person who will stick up for you over the feds? Local, local, local. That is the way to go. All right, before I get to the, get to some more emails and stuff. The big news in the entertainment world today is that Alyssa Farah Griffin is now one of the new View co-hosts. Now, I know you know what The View is. It's, you know, that group of women, if we're still calling them that, who sit around the table and they've been pouring communist politics into the eyes and ears of suburban women in this country for decades now. They've been around a long time. And Meghan McCain quit, and they were on the hunt for a new conservative host. And so all of a sudden, Alyssa Farah Griffin, who was Trump's girl, she was part of Trump's team, all of a sudden she starts appearing on there as a guest host, but she doesn't sound like somebody who was with Trump. She gets on The View, and she sounds like a card-carrying communist like the rest of them. Huh. I wonder why she would do that. Oh, I don't know, because now she gets to be a famous millionaire and a regular on the show on The View. A couple of things you can take from this. One, it's easy to take a shot at Trump for this. Because, you know, I've been, obviously, look, we could take plenty of shots at Trump for his embarrassing personnel decisions, but it's easy to look at this one and say, oh, that's on Trump. I'm going to push back on that one a little bit. I'm going to defend Trump on that one a little bit. This is what I've been talking about, and I know you know this by now. This is what I've been talking about when I say you and me, we have to get more comfortable with treasonous, traitorous pieces of crap in our midst than we currently are. Because when you have a country like we now have that's completely corrupted, the entire system is corrupted, every institution, when they've infected all of them as they now have, the truth is it's just an easier, better life, more profitable life to go along with it. It just is. Alyssa Farah Griffin, if she gets on The View for one of her guest spots, and she sounds like you out there, I mean, principled, believes in these things, anti-communist, forget the regular contract. She doesn't even get a second guest spot. If she makes the mistake of actually making one of them, one of the communists, look bad, if she says something that makes Joy Behar look worse than she normally does, she never gets invited back. So Alyssa Farah Griffin, and again, it makes it sound like I'm defending her. I'm really not. I understand it. This is not a human being with real talent. And because she doesn't have any talent to make it outside of the system, this person has to, if she wants to be rich and famous, she has to toe the line. Be the good little person on the right who's pretty stupid and kind of goes along with everything the communists say. And then about once a month, you sound like maybe you were a Republican at one point in time. And then that makes her the perfect controlled opposition. Again, I'm not defending her, but I'm also not going to trash Trump for yet another bad hire, because that's the fight we have. Every Republican is going to go into this now. If you pick your favorite Republican, pick your favorite Republican and put them in the White House in 2024, and woohoo, we got the House and Senate and my guy's in the White House and life is good. Maybe it's Heavy D, right? Everyone loves Heavy D right now. Maybe it's Heavy D. Heavy D's in the White House. We got our guy. Finally, baby, we'll get some sanity out here. You have any idea how many people he has to hire to staff an administration? A lot. It's a lot. I don't know exactly either, but it's a lot, right? You need chiefs of staff and heads of departments and assistants, and it's going to be a lot of people, all right? A lot of people. Now, how many of the people on his staff don't want $1 million or would turn down $1 million? If they were sitting at a table and you're sitting across from them and you said, hey, DeSantis staffer, I know you have these principles. I want you to sell them out. I want you to forget about them. In fact, I want you to trash your own principles. And if you do, here's a briefcase with $1 million and you can take it home. How many are going to stand up to that? Now, do you understand the challenge? Because look, that is the challenge. Remember when Trump was the president and every single daggone person who worked for him wrote a book? They all worked for him for 15 minutes and then they quit and promptly wrote a book. Why would you write a book? Well, you already know why, don't you? Where did you see all these books that they wrote? Where did you see them? You saw them on The View. You saw them on NBC, ABC, CBS. You saw them on MSNBC. You saw them on CNN. You understand every one of those appearances drives up book sales, right? And look, hey, I'm still writing my first one. And I'll be frank, I have no earthly idea how much people make on writing books. But I've heard it's a boatload of money. And boy, am I going to buy so much Red Lobster if I sell a bunch of books. No, in all seriousness, it's a lot. So you have some, he's assistant to the assistant to the assistant, but it'll be listed as a DeSantis staffer, runs out, immediately pens a book, Why Ron is the Devil. It doesn't even matter if the book sucks. I'm sure it would suck. Doesn't matter if it's all lies. I'm sure it is. I'll be on CNN that night selling it, on The View selling it. I know that's hard to hear, but the truth is that is going to be our life until we change the rot in the system. Now, to change the rot in the system means we have to start locally with the school boards and sheriffs and county board of supervisors, like we just talked about. Remember, changing the rot in the system starts with the roots. It starts local. It does not start with the pretty leaves and the tippy top and the sexy things we see on TV. It starts local. Local is our win. We can change the rot in the system if we start local. Because that great person on the county board of supervisors, before you know it, they're in the state legislature. Before you know it, they're in the U.S. House of Representatives. Before you know it, they're in the White House. It starts local. It starts small. But until that day comes, we have to acknowledge we are dealing in a completely dishonest, corrupted system. Because of that, we're going to get sold out a lot. We're going to have a lot of traitors in our midst. Because that $1 million is always laying there on the table, man. And look, maybe you're sitting there saying, like what I'm saying right now, I would never sell myself. I would never sacrifice down the line. Maybe true. I would like to believe that's true about myself, right? I'm sure you'd like to believe that's true about you. But I've never had to face that exactly. I've never had a cool million presented to me. Hey, Jesse, just sell out everything you believe in and I got a million for you. It's the system we live in. All right. 877-377-4373. I'm actually going to take some calls tonight. I know that's rare. We need to talk about sharks and another reason you need to move. It's Thursday, though. You know the weekend's coming? You know you need to practice for 10 minutes with your weapon this weekend, right? And remember, because of Mantis X, there's no excuse. I was the king of excuses, so I'm not pointing fingers at you. Yes, I love to shoot, but man, especially since I got kids, everything else, I make all the same excuses you do. Oh man, ammo, look at these ammo prices. I'm not going to the range. Oh geez, it's Houston, it's 8,000 degrees. I'm not going to the range, I have an outdoor range. All excuses are gone when you get a Mantis X system because it attaches right to your weapon in your home and you practice, dry fire practice in your home. You can be a better shooter Monday than you are today on a Thursday with a Mantis X system without firing a shot. Go get a Mantis X system now. MantisX.com. Practice, practice, practice. You have to. I have to. No more excuses. MantisX.com. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. By the way, I want to get, we do actually have a little bit of breaking news out there, so you know what time it is.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Breaking news from Journalist Jesse. There has been a shooting in the Mall of America. As of now, there are zero casualties to report.
Guy must have been in the army. Quit, Chris. We can make jokes. It's fine. You know what? I want to go to Joaquin because this is election cheating. Joaquin, go ahead, bud.
Hey, Jesse, don't you smell a rat in the Arizona governor primaries?
Yes. Let me explain something that's going on. The elections in America. I know you know about 2020, or at least, look, we know what we can about 2020. We're never ever going to get to the bottom of it. The GOP isn't nearly committed enough to getting to the bottom of it. I mean, you'd have to go to someone like Pete Buttigieg for that. We're never going to get to the bottom of it, all right? But you know something bad happened. I know something bad happened. We don't know how bad it is. But let's set 2020 aside. I really want you to do the impossible here and set the 2020 election aside. It's important we understand other countries around the world don't have these election problems. Why do you think that is? Why do you think France, why do you think they have their election results really same day, every time, no issues? Why do you think that is? Well, let me see here. France, no electronic voting. That's they were worried about fraud. No mail-in voting, wrong about fraud. If you want to vote, you have to show up in person on election day and vote. And look at that. Everything gets counted on time. Every time election results are in. But that doesn't happen here. Why doesn't that happen here? I mean, my goodness, Arizona's going to take 97 years to figure out, did Carrie Lake win? Did they didn't? There's so much confusion here and confusion there. Never, ever, 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 ever buy this. Well, it's confusing. Hey, something wrong is going on. Do you know why we don't have fast access to election results in the United States of America? It's not actually because of 2020. It's because Democrats cheat in elections in the United States of America. They've cheated for decades in the United States of America. If you don't believe that or deny that, you're either a liar or you're completely unfamiliar with big city politics. Talk to anyone involved in politics in New York City and ask them how long Democrats have been cheating. Talk to them in Philadelphia, Chicago, LA, Miami, here in Houston. Go talk to someone who's involved in politics and ask them how long Democrats have cheated. They've been cheating for a long time. And because cheating is part of the communist's platform, he knows he has to cheat. He's never going to bank on fairness because he knows he has to cheat. Democrats have spent decades putting policies into place trying to make it easier to cheat. Why do you think it is, in the wake of the 2020 election, the House just randomly tried to pass H.R. 1? Maybe you've forgotten about H.R. 1. I have not forgotten about H.R. 1. H.R. 1 was basically universal mail-in voting for everybody. Why do you think they tried to do that? So they can cheat. But here's what drives me crazy. Our side, so many on our side, they try to tiptoe around that. As it, why are people so afraid to just talk anymore? What, because the communists might get mad at you? They're mad at you anyway. Screw that demonic scum. Democrats cheat in elections. They're going to cheat forever until they're stopped. We have delays in these elections because they've spent decades putting systems into place that allow them to cheat. Maricopa County, I know you're probably not familiar with it. It's the biggest county in Arizona by a mile. It's the one where Phoenix is. It's huge. It's honestly, it's LA. It's Los Angeles County. That's what it is. It's that vast and sprawling and big. To have a major county like that take days to tabulate elections, it's more than embarrassing. It's nefarious. It is. They're bad people doing bad things. They're cheating. And remember, it's not like there's a person cheating. This is simply how they grow up. So many parts of the American Democrat really is just an American communist. That's why I call them communists. And so many parts of what they do, you have to understand they're ingrained in them. And that's what makes it so much worse, because it becomes symptomatic. It's not as if, look, let's take Maricopa County, for example. It's not as if you can go in right now and, hey, I made you dictator. Go fix the cheating in Maricopa County. It's not as if you could go in there and say, oh, it's Susie. I knew it was her. Susie, call me Susie. Get out. You're fired. That's not how it works. They all do it. It's simply part of what they do. If you're a activist communist involved in the election process, and virtually everyone, sadly, involved in the election process is an activist communist in urban areas, you simply understand. It's just how you were brought up, and it's how who brought you up was brought up. You simply understand. Of course you cheat. Maybe it's very overt. Maybe it's very subtle. But of course you're always going to cheat. And you don't even look at it as cheating. You simply look at it as politics. I remember I got in trouble one time. Well, not in trouble, but I, of course, said something offensive. It was years ago. It was before I even had a show. It was on social media. I've had quite a few controversies on there where people get mad at me and they try to, get mad. You can't imagine how many, I'm not talking about Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're a given. You can't imagine how many older, I'm talking 60-year-old Democrats got online and started trying to find my address. Hey, we should post his address. Let's post his address. I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. I mean, a normal Democrat, to which people were saying, what is wrong with you people? You're trying to prompt acts of violence? That's simply how they do business. If someone offends you, if something makes you really, really mad, and you're a Democrat who's come up through the Democrat ranks, well, yeah, of course you would threaten their physical safety. Why wouldn't you? They would never consider not doing that. We have all these ridiculous delays in the American election process because for decade after decade after decade, Democrats have tried to put in a system of cheating, and Republicans, embarrassing as they are, have gone along with it over and over and over again because Republicans always want to look nice. Democrats want to win. Republicans want to look nice. Well, I guess we do need more mail-in voting. I mean, what if they can't get to the polls? That would be hard for them. It should be hard to vote. We have way too many people voting in this country. That's ridiculous. In fact, if you told the founders that every single person who lived to the age of 18 could vote in the United States of America, they would have just handed the country back to the British and said, hey guys, I'm sorry, they're going to mess this whole thing up. They would have laughed in your freaking face. It's absurd we allow everyone to participate in choosing the government of the most powerful country in the world. Hang on.
I'm moving out. Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we...
Can you believe we kept the FBI director too late having to answer questions? Wow, man, I feel terrible about that. Joining me now is my friend Lee Smith. I read everything he writes. Go read his book, The Permanent Coup, if you want to really understand how dangerous the federal government has become for people on the right. And again, I'll get back to your phone calls as soon as I'm done with Lee, 877-377-4373. Lee, the director of the FBI, man, look, he would have loved to answer questions. He had a plane to catch, though.
Yeah, I remember the most famous flight that an FBI director took was James Comey, when Trump fired him in the middle of the flight, and he landed, and that was it. He was gone. And then, of course, he really started to stir up trouble. So the way I see it is Republicans do not want to get in the middle of FBI directors' scheduled flights. So we'll see what happens.
That I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the very uncomfortable question I was going to ask. Everyone's looking forward to November. Look, I am too. I'd like to get these idiots out of power. But I have occasionally a senator or a congressman on the show. Very rare, but I do. And Manly, I am rarely happy with their answer when I ask, okay, what are you going to do about it?
Right. You mean what are they going to do about the FBI, or what are they going to do in preparation for the election? Because we've spoken about this too. Oh. This Democratic Party, the progressive faction of the American political system, does not seem likely to just roll over and admit, yeah, okay, our policies are a failure and the American people don't like them, so we're happy. We're content. That's how we roll. We play fair and square. So I'm concerned about that primarily. Second of all, yeah, as far as they're prepared to go after the FBI for everything from spying on school parents to sending confidential informants into the January 6th, the January 6th protests and likely inciting the violence there. Yeah, I hope congressional investigators are poised and ready to go. I hope they're collecting evidence now and they can hit the ground running in January.
Lee, I don't want to overstate things. I believe it or not, I really don't want to overstate things.
Right.
I have repeatedly said I don't see how the FBI can continue to exist in any form with the rot being this deep. But maybe I am overstating it. Maybe it's just all the people at the top are bad, and if we just got rid of them, there'd still be a ton of good we can do. Look, you wrote the book, quite literally, on it. Am I wrong?
Well, there are friends I know who've worked with the FBI, federal prosecutors, very good guys, who say that the FBI is, there's lots of great people there, and it needs reform for sure, but we can't throw out the whole thing. Look, Jesse, I'm tending to side with you that this is just a chaotic situation. But I want to point out one very good piece of news, and this is taking it from a very, very dark perspective. But look, insofar as the progressives perceive of the FBI as its Praetorian Guard to implement its will on the American public, there's one very important thing I think we need to remember from this Grassley, from the Grassley letter from last week, Senator Grassley's letter from last week, talking about FBI whistleblowers. Right, what that means is there are cracks in this Praetorian Guard. So, insofar as the progressive faction, the Obama-Biden faction, is looking to use the FBI against upstanding American citizens for exercising their First Amendment rights or their Second Amendment rights, we know now that there are cracks in this institution. And from my perspective, that's very good news. Again, this is not what we should be looking for in a constitutional republic. We should hope that our federal law enforcement authorities are 100% up and up, with a rotten, dirty cop every now and then to be expected. But on the other hand, what we have is we have cracks in their Praetorian Guard. And now that they know that there are people, at least a few people, looking over their shoulders and are not willing to implement their will as they see fit, now they have to be a little bit more on their back heels. Now they're not so certain as they start to give insane orders to hurt upstanding citizens.
Speaking with Lee Smith, of course, author of the book, The Permanent Coup, and he writes all kinds of great stuff. Lee, what are we thinking for 2024? Have you thought about it? Do you care? Do you have a favorite? I get asked every single day. What I've said is I want them all to get in and go earn my vote in a primary. Are you a Trump guy, DeSantis guy, Cruz? You like Nikki Haley? Where's Lee Smith?
I think that's a really good point, and I really like that point because I know that, you know, that you do admire Donald Trump, but I saw you had it on Twitter, I guess, a month or so ago, and he was talking, he was welcoming people with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or talking about that, and the crowd was a little dumbstruck, and you said, look, this doesn't sound great, so we need either for Trump to refine his message, he's not off message, or we need someone, you know, we need someone stronger at this point. So the primary process is an important thing. It is a good thing. But basically the way that I feel is I am, along with maybe not all 75 million more than 70 million Trump voters there were. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's unfinished business. I think it's pretty obvious that there were electoral irregularities, shall we say. Should we leave it there? I don't know if people listening might turn us off or whatever, but so I think a lot of people want to see Donald Trump finish his business. I think that a lot of people expect that if Donald Trump is reelected to the White House, that he better do a good job with personnel. To that end, I recommend a story in Axios about 2 weeks ago, which looked like, Axios is not a pro-Trump publication by any means. But it was reporting that people like, you know, Russell Vaught and Cash Patel, and these guys are working overtime to make sure that if there is another Trump administration, they hit the ground running. They have all the people in place that they need to get done what they want to do. And so I recommend that to your great audience in the event they want to know whether or not Trump will be prepared indeed to staff better if he's reelected.
Well, by the way, to something you said a little bit earlier, Lee, not sure if you can say that to my audience. Let me just say there are thick skins around here. Anyone who has a thin skin or offends easily has long ago run for the hills here on the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, Lee, what are you eating for dinner tonight?
Tonight we are having, my wife is from England, you know, and she's a big fan of curry. So she's making a chicken curry. I'm very excited about that. It's really good.
You know, I've never gotten into curry. It's the smell. It's not the taste. It's the smell. I don't like the smell so much. I don't know. Maybe I have to pop
into
Smith
over. You have to bring your family, visit us in South Carolina, and we'll sit you all down for a wonderful curry. How's that?
You don't have to twist my arm to go to South Carolina. Lee Smith, the book is The Permanent Coup. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. See you soon.
All right. 877-377-4373. I promised. Let's hear it. Johnny in Jersey, go.
My son's a staff sergeant. He was deployed to Germany. He got injured and broke his clavicle in a couple spots, and he has to come back to get surgery. But as far as Taiwan goes, I don't think we should wait until after China attacks them to start supplying them with the arms they need to defend themselves. I'm sure...
I will address the China-Taiwan thing in just a second. It's a good question. What do we do? Nothing? Something? Everything? I'll address that in a minute, and then I'll get to the rest of these. 877-377-4373. But first, go buy some food. 4 weeks. I know the three-month emergency food kit can be a lot. It's a lot of money. I mean, 3 months worth of food, right? Money doesn't grow on trees. It's a recession. Inflation's bad. What about a four-week kit? A month. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. What you're going to see is My Patriot Supply. They've prepared for you a four-week emergency food kit. Get one of these for everyone in your home. I hope to God it goes to waste. I hope 10 years from now you go look at it and say, dang, I never used that. But man, oh man, the things we talk about, look, we talk about them every night on the show. How bad is this thing going to get worldwide? Remember, this is not America. This is worldwide. It might get really, really bad. Really, really bad. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Get some food for yourself and your family.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The whole 3 hours, your questions. Ask me anything. Doesn't have to be political. Email them in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I promise phone calls tonight. I've been lazy. Let's roll. 877-377-4373. Julie in Spokane, go.
Hi, Jesse. I love your show. So I had COVID, and I've been vaccinated, and I have some long-term effects, numbness in feet and hands, anyway, neurologist, the whole thing. I want to know, they told me when I had it, that because I worked in a dentist office, that I would test positive for probably up to 6 months. So my question is, why isn't anybody talking about that with Joe Biden? He's going to test positive because he had the virus.
I think they're running him out of the White House. I think, look, you're right. I've heard this before. You're just going to keep popping positive. There's no need to keep testing him again. He's going to keep popping positive. I think this is part of the prep work. Remember, I've always said, it's just a theory. I don't have some inside knowledge on this. I've always said, I think they're going to run him out of the White House after the midterms. They take a beating in the midterms, turn around, run Joe out of office. Marcus, San Diego. Go, boss.
Hey there. I'm one of these guys that's moving from California to Tennessee. So
good for you. Oh, wait. Where in Tennessee, Marcus?
Murfreesboro.
Oh, yeah. Awesome place. Anyway, go on, buddy.
But you said you hate politicians and that they're all scum and stuff. What about that guy on the radio, Jesse Kelly, who ran for office twice? You hate him too?
Okay, Marcus, don't use my own words against me. All right? You can't use my own words against me. Well, you know what? That guy's a scumbag too. He is. Ed in Texas. Go.
Oh, man. Marcus beat me to it. Damn it. But hey. On the second note, when you get that advance and you head down to Red Lobster, I wouldn't mind tagging along because I love Red Lobster.
Oh, we'll go get some cheddar bays, Ed. Oh, dang it. He brought up Red Lobster, and now I'm craving it. Now I'm going to be thinking about it the whole show. And we have one. We have one like 2 miles from the studio here. I might have to. Chris, do me a favor. Go ahead and call the wife for me and let her know, hey, Jesse's got a lot of things going at work here. He's gonna be way late tonight coming home. The craziest thing is she'll know automatically it has to do with food. What's he eating? Where's he going to eat, Chris? Oh, before I forget and get to the rest of these, 877-377-4373. $11 a month. That's what Tunnel to Towers asks. The wife and I were actually just talking this morning about we were reading some economic news. I was kind of trying to put some stuff together for the day, and she said, man, I feel like we have to do more. And I said, I mean, we're trying. She said, no, we need to do more. And she wasn't wrong. When people are hurting like this, I have an article right in front of me about long food bank lines. Now, if you can, only if you can, I'm not putting pressure on you. If you can, give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. We all need to do more now. Myself, very much included. I'm pointing fingers at me. Tunnel to Towers gives back to widows and orphans. Go look up their charity rating. When you give, it goes where you want. That's why I love them. Go to T2T.org. All right? T2T.org. 11 bucks a month. All right? Brody, Atlanta. Go, boss.
Hey, El Jefe. I was wondering, I heard you interview Miranda Devine, and she said that there are two other Hunter Biden laptops that are probably in the hands of the Russians, thanks to the hookers that he associates with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what blackmail material might could be on there, and if that still holds relevance if it's all exposed. Thoughts?
Well, it holds tons. I told this story once a long time ago. I'm going to tell it again. I had a buddy. This is not me. A friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. I'd been in the Marines with him. and he was applying for a government job where he needed a security clearance. Now, I don't want to act like he was going, you know, he was Jason Bourne. All right. It wasn't like top secret clearance. He didn't need access to the CIA archives, but he needed some level of secret security clearance. This is not me. This is my friend. He called and asked ahead of time, and he warned me this was coming. And sure enough, I was working construction at the time, and I get a phone call from a federal investigator one day telling me, hey, we need to get you on the schedule. We need like an hour of your time to sit down with you. I said, okay, well, am I under arrest? No, quit, Chris. No, I did, but I knew this was coming. I said, okay, fine. They sat down with me, and they asked questions about my buddy as probing as you could possibly get. Hey, you were deployed with him. Did you ever see him drink too much? You were deployed with him. I noticed you guys went overseas. You never saw him mess around with any ladies of the night, right? Oh, I see he's a married man now, and I'm not going to give out her name, but they brought up his wife's name. Does she have a drinking problem? Do they fight a lot? When's the last time you saw them fight? What was the fight about? Hey, what's his relationship with his parents? Have you ever talked to his parents? Oh, you have? Do you know, did you sense any kind of a drug or alcohol problem with his parents? That's my friend. Why? Because if you have access to secret information, the way these foreign intelligence groups get to you is through the dirt in your own life. And it doesn't have to be yours. It can be your wife, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter. It is a tremendous national security risk that Joe Biden's son has apparently done booger sugar with every hooker on the face of the planet. And not only has he done it with them, he's recorded it all. I have no idea what is it with this guy. He must have grown up in a Radio Shack. The guy pictures and videotapes every single thing. And he puts them all on laptops. I swear, someone called in one time and they said to me, they said to me that they think Hunter Biden did all this, records everything on purpose as some sort of rebellion against his father wanting to get caught. Chris says, why? Well, Chris, if you ever read the emails, speaking of Miranda Devine, she wrote a great book on this. If you read the emails, he complains about his dad all the time because Hunter Biden is the bag man. Hunter Biden had, it wasn't 10%, half of what Hunter Biden earned, he complained about it. He's like, I have to give half to my dad. Joe Biden took half. Yes, I know he didn't do anything, Chris. I realize that. But there was bitterness there. There's bitterness there. And plus, think about what a weapons-grade jerk Joe Biden is now. I know they all sold him as a nice guy. Think what a jerk he is. He probably was a jerk of a father, too. So whatever the reason is, I don't know. But it is a national security risk. What if China picks up the phone right now? Hey, I need to talk to Joe Biden. Hey, Joe, that carrier group, I need you to get that out of the South China Sea now. Oh, what happens if you don't? Yeah, I have a laptop here, and boy, oh boy, did you know your son had a tattoo in this certain place? We'll be releasing it to the press in 3 hours if your carrier group isn't moved. And that reminds me, I never addressed the Taiwan thing. I will do that, and then I will get to all these calls. Man, these are good tonight. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.